And continuing our state election coverage, we're turning our attention now towards independent parties currently being overshadowed in news coverage. Joining us now, we have two candidates for the Animal Justice Party, lead candidate for the SA Legislative Council, Angela Martin, and candidate for the seat of Cavill, Louise Pfeiffer. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, first off, for those of our listeners who might not understand, what does the Animal Justice Party represent?
We're a representative of the animals and the cruelty that is associated with the animal agriculture industry. So our primary focus is on the abolition of animal agriculture.
How long have you both been involved with the party?
1 year for myself.
And, just under a year for me.
And what got you both into politics in the first place?
I saw a need that legislation needs to be introduced into Parliament in order to help animals. And I have been an activist for many years now, and I realised that there is a need for government representation to change these industries.
Angela, what would be your goals as a member of the SA Legislative Council?
My goals will be to spread the message in regards to what the animal agriculture is doing to our planet, to our health, to our society, to put the message forward about the cruelty and the suffering that animals have to go through every day, and to show people that there are sustainable changes and food sources that we can eat and we don't have to eat animals.
And Louise, you're running in the Adelaide Hills electorate. Why that electorate in particular?
I live in the Adelaide Hills, and we chose a seat which the Animal Justice Party had a bit of a presence already based on how we polled in the federal election.
How did you get involved with the Animal Justice Party?
I joined just under a year ago. I was thinking about what I could do to help this cause, so I sought to join a political party that was aware of the harm that we cause animals, the environment, as well as the health impacts. Importantly, I have two small children and I worry about their future and the future of the planet. So I wanted to join a party whose values aligned very closely with my own, and that was the Animal Justice Party, because it's the only party that acknowledges the impact of animal agriculture on the environment, which the Greens don't do. So we're actually greener than the Greens, and that was one of the issues that was quite important to me.
I'm speaking with Angela Martin and Louise Pfeiffer from the Animal Justice Party. So who are some of the other Animal Justice Party candidates on the ballot?
I am the lead candidate in the Legislative Council. We have Wendy Davey, who's the second candidate in the Legislative Council. Louise Pfeiffer, as you've met here with Cavill. We've got Millie Hammerstein, who's sitting for the seat of Croydon, Nick Hancock, Port Adelaide, and Jeff Russell for Florey.
What are some of the key areas that the Animal Justice Party will address that are currently being overlooked by other candidates and parties?
I think the major one, as Louise said, is the climate impact and the health impact that the animal agriculture industry has on the effect of our lives daily, and also in regards to the cruelty that the animals have to endure every single day in this day and age. I believe strongly that we should be changing our thoughts on how animals are slaughtered, and we have many alternatives, plant-based foods, plant-based milks that do not require animals to be slaughtered.
How can we find out more or show our support for the Animal Justice Party?
We have a webpage dedicated to the Animal Justice Party SA, and each candidate has their own webpage on and a Facebook page, so it's very easy to contact us and we welcome any contact at all.
Well, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Angela Martin, lead candidate for the South Australian Legislative Council, and Louise Pfeiffer, candidate for the seat of Cavill on the Animal Justice Party ballot. You can find out more at their website. And thanks again for coming on the program this morning.
Thank you for having us.